Resurrected Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hello, 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 everybody. This is RTR Truth Media on Republic Broadcasting Network. I believe Tom is also on board with us. This is, of course, Chris Switzer, a.k.a. the Freedom Ministry. Just got my unfortunate second strike on YouTube, so I won't be posting for another couple weeks. And I think Tom is actually coming off a strike soon on the main RTR Truth channel on YouTube. So
yep,
they're...
Yep.
Out there censoring pretty heavily.
yeah. Get this, folks. And this is really important. I don't come to our audience and ask for help in reacting to something on social media. I really let a lot of it just roll off my back. But get this, I posted a video to an unlisted URL. Okay, that means nobody else could see it unless I gave them the link to it, and I didn't give anybody the link to it. All it was. Was a clip that I wanted to use in a video I was putting together. It was John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy's Secret Society speech, a portion of it. And then the rest of it was just 9/11 footage without any commentary on it whatsoever. YouTube struck the video, forget this, hate speech.
That's the favorite.
So they're basically saying that something in President Kennedy's speech was so offensive to them that they deemed it hate speech and had to censor the video. And this is, I contacted Brian Young from High Impact Blicks. He's got 500,000 subs. I mean, he's dealt with this before. He said, yeah, just appeal. That's a no-brainer. We were all shocked when the appeal came back rejected. This is blatant. This doesn't violate any of their terms of service. In fact, it's defamation of character. They're accusing me of committing an act of hatred and whatever hate speech. I mean, that Marxist concept anyway. But they're accusing me of being this bad person. That's defamation. And based on absolutely nothing. Now, I know we've complained about YouTube in the past, but when are people just going to jump onto BitChute, man? I mean, I haven't had any problems with BitChute.
Yeah, they just don't have the live streaming. But other than that, I mean, it's a good platform. I mean, I know it's, Zionist, Israeli owned in the background, but so isn't everything. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, what isn't?
I know. I hear you.
Yeah, but it's all in our heads, right?
Yeah. We're in the clouds, right?
That's
great. Dreamers.
So out of Israel, out of since they're going to be so, since they're going to be that way, I figured maybe we'll just, keep kicking them back. So it was an Israeli soldier, from what I understand, get this, killed a Palestinian police officer at his own station. Mm-hmm. No explanation is offered. 100 feet away, what it was? The officer was there talking to other officers. They were just outside the police station. His name was Sergeant Derek Badwan, a father of two. With a family of cops. The guy's a cop. So now the IDF has become cop killers. Ah! Well, why shouldn't we have been any shocked about that, right?
No matter. He was an Arab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what else he was. They don't care.
Unbelievable.
The IDF are born terrorists. You know? They raise them that way.
Security camera footage taken from inside. The security camera footage taken from inside the police station in Jenin leaves no room for doubt. Three Palestinian police officers are seen standing in the entrance, carrying on a conversation in dim light. Suddenly, with no warning, one of them slumps to the floor. Sergeant Tarek Badwan was killed by an Israeli Defense Forces soldier. One shot, in all likelihood, a highly trained sniper who cut him down with a single shot fired from a considerable distance on February 6th. So, Jordanian-born Badwan, who lived in the West Bank town of Azun between Nablus and Qalqilia, was 25 He had a Jordanian wife and was the father of two small boys. He came from a family of police officers. His grandfather served in the Jordanian police. His father, now retired, was with the Ramallah force. And one of his brothers is as well as a police officer in Tul Karm. In their wake, Tarek himself joined the Jenin force about 2 years ago and was killed in the line of duty, or maybe it was non-duty, since the time he was on a break from his patrolling. You know, this is ridiculous, man.
But he was in uniform, right?
Yeah. Yeah, which makes this, which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, makes this a war crime.
Pretty much.
He was in uniform. He was a peace officer, and there was no provocation.
Oh my God. We know, that things work a little differently in Israel, don't they?
Yeah. Jesus.
You know, the ICC, the Hague, United Nations, nobody seems to have any authority over this place. Nobody. They do what they want.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
And America just wags their tail now, you know? Wag the dog.
You know, and something else, you know, with this handing Israel all of our security, I know, what are people thinking? I mean, even these conservative Christians that worship Israel, this is a foreign nation, right? So you were trying to tell everybody about the cloud contract. I have a question for everybody. I want one person to just answer me straight up. What government, what military, and what Justice Department on the face of the planet wants to put their internet cloud storage in the hands of a foreign nation, whatever that nation is? We have Jeffrey Pollard is enough. That's just enough right there. Anybody who does such a thing, I would say, is not only guilty of misfeasance, but absolutely malfeasance.
Yeah.
What do you think? Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it, Tom, but True News was removed, deplatformed from YouTube. True News.
What?
The whole entire,
That's why I haven't seen anything.
Taken off of YouTube. Banned. And not only that, the Times of Israel came out with an explosive article saying anti-Semitic True News removed from YouTube. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's getting real, guys.
Yeah, YouTube it is. You know,
YouTube is just done.
You know, the Zionists hated Kennedy. They hated him.
Sure did.
They hated him because his father knew who they were. Knew exactly who they were. Some people call Joe a Nazi, whatever. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. I try and tell people, you know, they lump me into that category too. I am. Sure. I'm beyond limited government. I think I've become an anarchist. I just I don't want a ruler. I don't think we need rulers. Only babies. Only little children.
Work.
Yeah. It means mind control after all. I mean, what do you think about that? Every time you say the word government, you should in its place say the Latin true definition of government, which is mind control of the masses. That's what it means. Governe and mentis. Governe to control or to control the mass and mentis of the mind. To control the minds of the masses. That's what it means. That should tell people something. You know, for our Christians or Bible-believing Christians out there, what did God say? You don't need a king. But we want a king. You don't need a king. I gave you the 10 laws. That's all you need. You don't need a king. But we want a king. Okay. You can have a king. Now, I told you whose realm this was down there. But, okay, you can have a king. Let's see how that works out for you. And here we are.
Yeah, I made a video about the IDF just the other day where they continue to shoot the Palestinian children. They do it for sport now. It's so bad. It really is getting out of control. They have no recourse. They have nothing to help them.
This just in, they say,
hey, threw a stone.
Hey, this just in. This is like breaking news. 20 Gaza rockets fired at Israel. 10 intercepted, military says. So I ask you a question. If they could only intercept 10 of those rockets are very, very special. If they could only get 10 of them, what are they doing guarding our border? Jesus.
Yeah.
God. Oh, my God. Now they can claim abject ignorance. I mean, if we could get hit by whatever and, like, hey, what happened? Well, I don't know. We could only hit 10 of the rockets out of 20, so what do you want? Oh, shit. Oh, man. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. And what are we, you know, what are we supposed to do? Every time I try and stay off this topic for a little while, it reminds me of that Godfather movie. I think it's Godfather 3, where he says, every time I get out, they pull me back in. I can't help it. They're just more people just, should be doing
too
this.
Prevalent, though. It's how obvious is it? I mean, it's say it again.
How obvious? I mean, it's just you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Look, folks, I produced a presentation that's at the top of my YouTube channel before they wipe it out. Go look at it. Okay, the president knew in 1946 to 48 that over 80% of the emigres coming in to Palestine were communists. They were Jewish identitarians. They were communists from the Soviet Union that were being released from the Black Sea ports. And you did not leave the Soviet Union in 1946 to 48 without permission. You didn't. Mm-hmm. So they had,
it was intentional,
clear passage. Right. And the president also had on his desk evidence that the Palestinians were screaming and hollering that they were being invaded by communists, not by Jews, but by communists. Mm. They called it like they saw it, and they were right. Soviet. You know, the real Russian collusion story that nobody wants to talk about is real. The real Russian collusion story is Trump and Netanyahu. That is collusion. You want to talk about collusion? We're giving them our cloud. Our contracts, we have them on
highest
in Alaska.
Military security clearance.
Yes, we have them on the border with the former commander of Unit 8200, with his startup company that he got, I guess, from the business, I don't even know what to call that. Is that corporate fascism or something? I mean, they fused the technological industry in with their military. Yep. And military advancement and money making entrepreneurism. So, I don't know how you can cut it any other way.
You know. Sheldon Adelson set that all up with IDC, Herzliya, Hebrew University, the Shell Entrepreneurship Program. I could go on and on and on and on and on. He's right. They've literally tied it into their education. It is just totally intertwined with their nation. They are a startup nation, cybertech superpower, juggernaut.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what they are. Unbelievable. So what other news do we have today? There's got to be something out there. I was reading a couple interesting headlines there.
I showed you that Netanyahu bragging. Here we go. Pull it up. Winter Watch. Netanyahu openly brags about making it punishable to boycott Israel. Brag.
Really?
It's not like we didn't already know it, he says. But here we go. Israel PM Benjamin Netanyahu is confirming to the pajama people that his extreme wing of foreign government interferes in the affairs of American states to further his own national interests. He admitted to actively subverting and overturning the First Amendment rights of U.S. citizens. And then it goes on to show a couple of tweets he did. PM of Israel, that Twitter account did. I'm sure it's not his hand doing it, but whatever. It says, whoever boycotts us will be boycotted. The U.N. Human Rights Council is a biased body that is devoid of influence. Not for nothing have I already ordered the severing of ties with it. Yeah, we know what you're doing, buddy. How about the Sanhedrin Council that you want to affect?
Yeah, he's the one that he also wrote Netanyahu that said that the Israeli law is based upon the Talmud. That's what he said. Yeah. I didn't say it. He said it.
He sure did. And then it goes on. The man is literally bragging about making it illegal to boycott Israel in states like Texas, where teachers are forced to sign a pro-Israel oath. We've all seen these oaths, I'm sure, if you followed us. And it shows a little snippet of the actual oath, you know, that they have to sign in Texas to be a school teacher. And the man didn't sign it, and a man or woman, and they were fired for not signing this oath. And it goes on and on and on. It says the states that have enacted pro-Israel oaths include, and I'm just going to read them off. You'll hear your state probably: Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, and Wisconsin. Many of the states quietly passed such laws with little to no opposition.
Yeah, they don't need opposition because they're not constitutional anyway. They so far, from what I've seen, the anti-boycott legislation that has been passed and attempted to be used has been not successfully used. It's just so blatantly unconstitutional that I don't think any Supreme Court justice really lawyer is going to. Yeah. I mean, so I tell them, hey, bring it on.
Symbolically.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, it's immoral. What they're doing is absolutely immoral. What are you going to do? Craziness.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Just, you know, these people, you think they ever take a break? You know, no.
That's just that they don't, you know. Yeah. And that's why, you know, the late, great Bill Cooper said it. He was like, I can't stop doing what I'm doing. At the time when he was doing his radio broadcast, and he would work all day putting together his materials, you know, what you have to do, you know, to put on a real show or whatever. So he was just saying, you know, they don't take breaks, you know, and they put their money where their mouth is. Oftentimes people that want to say they're truthers and whatever, they don't put their money anywhere where their mouth is, nor will they support good people like Tom Lacovara, or will they support RBN or RTR Truth Media or anybody that matters.
Yeah, because I know.
They just don't want to put out their money. You know?
Oh, guess who I talked to last night?
Who?
Brendan O'Connell.
Did you?
Yes, I did. He finally made an appearance.
Okay.
He's doing all okay. Right. He really wants to find solutions, like, you know, not just report on these things, but yeah, you know, and he's working on some things, and he had a falling out. He swears that Adam Green from No More News is a shill. But Brendan has this thing with working with people, and I think that he gets emotionally, I don't know, maybe I just don't see it. Can you see Adam Green? Adam Green, of all people, he's so careful not to go too far, but he says he shows people so much. I don't see how. Now, if I was a Mossad and I had to create a shill, I would create Ilhan Omar. That would be my creation if I was Mossad.
Or a Tulsi Gabbard.
No. Ilhan Omar. Absolutely. That would be the mother of all creations, because of course she's pro-Palestinian, but she's so disgusting with so many other things that she's about, that it's very easy for people to throw out the baby with the bathwater with It's just a very it's brilliant, really. It really is. But that would be the if I were Mossad, I would create Ilhan Omar, not Adam Green. That would be the last thing I would do.
Well, yeah. Brendan's claim is that Adam Green is being used by the white nationalists and blah blah.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've gone on red ice. I don't necessarily, I took a beating. Adam took a beating too, because we're limited government at the time. We're limited government constitutionalists, and we're not into any kind of big government, a totalitarian, whether it be national socialist or not national socialist. We're not into that. My producer just said, yeah, the one that marries her brother cheats and has a white boyfriend. But white men are all the problem.
Those cheating white men.
Yeah, I don't think there's much about Ilhan Omar that is likely authentic. I think that she's a creation. You know, she does her job, and she does her job very well. She turns people off completely to wanting to support Palestine, and that I think that is her main 100%. Objective for existing, is to piss people off. I have a song that I recorded for these warmongers. I'll share it with you guys when we get back. RTR Truth Media.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Broken sounds become to the grace. Sounds caress my ears. Not a word.
Host Tom Lacavera Stewart. I recorded this song, and of course this is Black Sabbath, and no, I don't really listen to dark a lot of dark music, but the words to this song. Tell me it's not fitting when you see Trump and Netanyahu sitting at the same table. Go ahead and roll that. War pigs. I'm sorry for you folks that are a little older. Just deal with this one for me. Roll it.
I think he was Tom.
Yeah, that was what I asked you to ready this clip. Sorry. It's all right. Hey, man. I've been rough coming back too. So I'm not gonna point any fingers, brother. we'll get it right. Now, I recorded this song because I mean I was sitting there listening. I was trying to figure out a song to use in this next video that I'm going to be posting to YouTube before they so ignorantly struck John F. Kennedy's secret society speech. And the words just are fitting. I mean, I have Trump and Netanyahu walking out on the stage and war pigs starting to blast in the background. It was great. It would have been a great video. All right, yeah, go ahead, roll it. This is for you, Trump, Netanyahu, Clinton, all the rest
Trump
of you.
And-
Trump
Generals gathered in the masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields the body is burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds.
People get the point. That's for you, Trump. That's for you, not Yahoo.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I love doing that stuff, man. We need to do all our own music for our videos and stuff, so they can't. It's just one less thing they can complain about.
Yeah, it seems like they've really just been hitting me with hate speech. I mean, that's how they get me. I could fight them on the copyright front. I can't fight them on the subjective, opinionated Zionist crap front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
pretty much can. Unfortunately, yeah, you can, hate, but hate, we haven't.
Even,
you know,
even in their definition, hate speech is something that incites people to violence. Now, okay, you can have an opinion. I can hate somebody's guts.
I'm not,
and not be incited to violence. You know,
sure.
So, hate speech in and of itself is that's a Trotsky-esque Marxist concept, neo-Marxist concept.
Yeah. You want to hear something actually it's ironic, I guess. If you look at the live streams side by side with the videos that they remove, because I've live streamed them too, so there's actually people, you know, chatting in the chat with the video content. If you actually look through it and read through it, nobody is being hateful. Everybody's talking about love, and it almost looks like a little like a neo-hippie party, if anything. You know, it has nothing to do with hatred. And that's the irony, is that they say it's inciting people to hatred? No. Not quite.
Well, you know, I just have some food for thought. How about you Zionists stop doing evil crap? And we won't hate you.
There you go.
And I don't hate every Zionist just because they're a Zionist, because a lot of these people, they were born and raised and little kids. Minds were melted from the time they were, you know, doing their first little bows to the Roman fort over there, that Fort Antonia, that they call the Wailing Wall. That's another
Roman
thing.
Roman Wall.
Yeah, that's Fort Antonia. It's so obviously Fort Antonia. Yep. I mean, if all you have to do is be a historian and worth half your salt to know, and not be not fall for the emotional propaganda. You know, a lot of these academics, they're no different than anyone else. A lot of the times these people, their minds are set, they're made up before they even get to their profession. And, you know, anyway, they found that what is most probably the remnants of the original temple. And it fits the criteria of a temple, you know, a place for sacrificing, the water, the whole nine yards. And Rome, they would have picked the highest. They would have picked a high point. So, guys, look into it for yourself.
Roman Fort Antonia. Do modern sacrifices there. This last year, 2019.
Yep, we'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, the flood's down in Texas. Oh, and the telephone lines are down.
Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media on RBN. You know, when we really, when this wheel completely came off the rig, it was, I think, I attribute it to prior to and immediately following the war of northern aggression that some people call the Civil War, war between the states. There's nothing civil about it, I assure you. But you didn't notice how today everything, you know, anti-white, anti-this, anti-that. You know, just, it really grinds my gears. And I know that... I know that over at the Southern Poverty Liar Center, that they have these folks that they're there 24/7, but they monitor progenitors of hate, which they, you know, claim are people like me. So I know that they listen, because as soon as we say something that's really that really grinds their gears, they're immediately writing articles. They went after Adam pretty hard. That was rather humorous. But what I like to do is I like to feed back to them things that they may not want to hear, to remind them of a era that maybe they wouldn't have gotten away with so much stuff. So this is for all of you at the Southern Poverty Liar Center and the ADL and whatever other secret society that JFK warned us about. This one's for you. Go ahead, roll it.
We were hungry and just barely alive. Digitan. I remember oh so well. And I didn't hear a whole Dixie down. The bells were ringing. And I didn't hear a whole Dixie down.
It's happening again.
And people were singing. Back with my wife in Tennessee, when one day she called to me, hey, Virgil, quit and come see a little girl with a Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. You take what you need and you leave the rest, but should've never.
The folks over there at the ADL and Southern Poverty Liar Center that have to sit here and listen to these podcasts, I hope you enjoyed that one from me to you with love and peace, love and granola to you.
Yeah, Tom. I was scanning the Haaretz just to see what was going on here.
I know, it's breaking news. I was too.
The 20 Gazan rockets, obviously, and then 10 magically make it through the Iron Dome intercept system, but Mossad chief visited Doha and urged Qataris to continue Gaza financial aid at the behest of Benjamin Netanyahu. Oh yes, Benjamin Netanyahu wants the terrorism to continue, and he cannot be seen directly supporting Hamas with money. So hey, Qataris, you better keep supporting Hamas so we can keep killing people in justification for our Iron Dome and blah 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 blah. It's disgusting. It's all there. It is all there. Unbelievable. Yeah, the visit came to light in an interview with former defense minister Avigdor, I can't pronounce it, Lieberman, gave Israel's Channel 12 news on Saturday, saying Bibi had sent Cohen and Israel's military chief of Southern Command, Herschel Halevi, to beg the Qataris to keep funneling money into Hamas, end quote. I didn't make that up. That's their words. Quote, beg the Qataris to keep funneling money into Hamas, end quote. Both
Wonderful.
The Egyptians and the Qataris are angry with Hamas, and they were going to cut all ties with them. All of a sudden, Netanyahu shows up as a Hamas advocate, pressuring Egypt and the Qataris to continue with the financial support, said Lieberman, adding that Netanyahu's policy is tantamount to, quote, surrender to terrorism, end quote. Mic drop.
Oy vey.
So yeah, he's a terrorist and he loves terrorism. That's BB. He's a war hawk. The biggest of them all.
You
just know, like an Elliot Abrams, you know? War criminal.
I really cannot for the life of me. I remember this guy. These are the type of people I'm talking about. You ever see this guy's videos? He's called Wild Bill for America.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
You got to check him out sometime. Wild Bill for America. Most of the things that he covers, he's a little bit. He leans a little bit authoritarian, but he's not incorrect about a lot of his his videos. And then he gets to Israel and talks about, the people that want to keep bringing up the USS Liberty, these anti-Semites, and what about dropping napalm on and blowing the emergency rescue boats out from under, which is a war crime, sailors? Does nobody seem to understand is a lot more serious than an accident?
No, none of it was an accident. We have the communiques. We have the audio.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
I mean, it was intentional.
But my stepfather, I'll never forget this. I brought up to the USS Liberty. He was Navy man. And I said, you seem to really support this foreign state here. It doesn't make any sense to me. It never has, never will. I don't get it, man. How people can't see it so blatantly obvious. I mean, if it weren't for just the CIA documents that I covered at the end of last year, the presidential daily briefing reports, they had just been released.
Yep.
And I just happened to just say, you know what? I'm going to take a stab at this, man. I just started going through them. But we have evidence now. It's clear as day. Absolutely clear as day. They are. Oh, my God. It's bad. It's really, really bad. It's all pervasive. Kennedy was right. His secret society speech fits these clowns perfectly.
Yeah. He sure does. He exposed the whole ball of wax.
Yeah, and they blew his mind out in a car.
They sure did. They gave him a facelift, didn't they?
Yeah. Somebody had come at me once for being on Sean Stone's buzzsaw. Said that I was commiserating with the enemy, and I never saw Sean as an enemy. I just couldn't. You sit down with the guy and have a talk with him, and he's really no enemy to anyone. Somewhat refreshingly naive in some ways, but very knowledgeable in most things. He was smart enough to see past that. This is how they really start foment discontent. They try and get in between people. What did Victor Ostrowski say? We call them the cockroach. The cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
La cucaracha. Yep.
Ay. Israel isn't telling its soldiers that shooting children is a crime. That's another.
Really? Really? Isn't that special?
Yeah. That's a headline. Yeah,
I do believe that they should be teaching them. It's called the Ten Commandments. It's really simple. It's not hard. When you don't have a bunch of exemptions listed for yourself and not anyone else, that could be a problem. I like how the Nazis seem to be the biggest problem on their mind, yet they're acting probably worse than the worst Nazi ever did.
Sure. I saw a nice little cartoon. Yeah, I saw a cartoon just showing that depiction. It showed a caricature of a goose-stepping Nazi on the left. With his swastika on his arm and the whole nine, right? And like an Israeli they weren't Israeli at the time, just a Jew in Germany, I guess. A boy, looking at him all with the eyes like, oh no, meanie, And then to the right, it showed a current IDF, soldier with his, on his, arm with his thing and the IDF, and except he has a bigger gun and he's actually shooting the people,
They
just shoot indiscriminately. The Palestinians with here we go, sponge tipped bullets. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. Sponge tipped, and not only that, they changed the sponge tip because those weren't effective enough. Made them nice and more lethal in 2014.
Nice, wonderful.
Yeah, they're not sponge anymore. Now they're just like hardened, but not quite a bullet, I guess. But it's still lethal.
Yeah, I know what they are. Mm-hmm. And what was that? It was a son of
son of one of the IDF folks, not Mikko Pled, but he spoke of the technology that they would be working on, they're developing, and that they would use it in Gaza, and they would basically use it in Gaza to see how it performs in the field, so that they could set a high price to it, and away we go. Yeah, just
yeah.
Oh my God! No, when I found out that they're on the Arizona border, you ever see those towers that they have? Police have sometimes at Walmarts or stuff like that when they have bad storms, power outages, stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you put in the hands of the creation of a federalized police force, and you place that literally in the hands of former KGB Marcus Wolf. Thank you, Deputy Director Chertoff. Boy, wasn't that instrumental in probably getting
Homeland Security, baby.
You're crazy, man.
Dual Israeli citizenship.
Yeah.
You cannot serve two masters.
I know. Ain't that the truth?
Hey, there's nothing new under the sun, brother.
No, there's not. It seems like, you know, as times go on, it used to be ramping up. I mean, every couple of years, it would get a little worse, and you know, kind of stay at that rate. Now it's gone from, you know, it's constant now. It's just constant. People are so desensitized to bombs dropping on other people in foreign countries that they could literally care less. It blows my mind, really. Especially with these so-called
did his job well.
Yes, he did. Active measures.
Soviet active measures.
Yep. You know. What do you think about Yuri? I mean, I've heard mixed emotions about who he is and what he is.
I mean, I enjoy his material.
I do too. I do too.
You know, I don't know if he's kind of externalization of the hierarchy type thing, whereas he's, you know, this is still part of Soviet active measures, if you will. I don't know. It throws you, you know, into like a mind enigma rap. But yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Game theory.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that happen actually. You know, for those of you guys out there that didn't know, I've been gone for a little while because I've been struggling with some health issues. I think my body took a little bit too much abuse over the years, but it's starting to break now. So I apologize for not being there, ladies and gentlemen. But Chris has just done, I mean, dude, fantastic. Absolutely. Your productions too. For you guys that don't know his channel, it's called The Freedom Ministry. You can find him on Twitter. Eyes for the Profane, number four, right? Eyes number four, yeah. The Profane. Yes. Yeah. Check that stuff out too. And if you guys, if you know, I'd like to come back and keep in mind, I was making about $400 a month ad revenue off of YouTube. And you know, we were keeping things going. But we're going to need some help. So go to that. It's a rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. For some reason, the .com isn't working. The redirect isn't working because the other way is. And hit that PayPal, hit the PayPal button, or and if you want to, I still have copies of from last fundraiser of Eustace Mullins' Secrets of the Federal Reserve. And I guess for the first five people to call in and leave a donation. At least to the value of the book or greater, and they're softbound.
Excellent.
They're not. Right? Yeah, you'll get a book, and we'll get a donation, and everybody's happy, and we can put that into our regular services that we need. I tell you what, YouTube is economically seriously terrorizing people, and if they think that they can do that to people and nobody's going to snap, they're mistaken, man. They're going to have problems. There's going to be all kinds of problems.
Well, I mean. For being anti-BDS, I mean, that's what they do. You know, they do the same thing against their enemies.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because
isn't it?
That was the way the Zionists That's the way the Zionists reacted towards other people in Europe. They boycotted them. There was a worldwide boycott on German goods. Remember that? Wasn't that an act of war then?
There was.
Yeah. All right, folks.
See you after the break.
Here. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit the down. Don't be a jerk.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
I love that part. This is the most transparent. Yeah, okay.
Right. One side of his mouth says he's forming a coalition against ISIS, and out of the other side of his mouth, he's funding ISIS.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, he was transparent, all right.
Wow, man. Unbelievable. Well, you know, I stuck to this so far for made today kind of a music day, right? So I'm gonna send my producer one last one. This isn't so raw for some of you that are a little older. I think you might appreciate this a little bit. He's gonna get that ready for you. We're gonna close out with this, but you know, I'd like you guys to if you
think to do it. Please say some prayers for them folks over there in Palestine. They're so, I mean, they're at war from all sides and from within. The very communism, the very Marxist tendencies that they were trying to fight off in 46 to 48 have just about taken over Palestine. And they're never going to win anything using that. I mean, they're literally using the enemy strategy to destroy themselves. It's a sad thing to watch. It really is. It's very painful to watch. Anyway,
no way to live.
Do you have that ready? Yeah, do me a favor. This is, folks, this is from me to you. If you guys like the music that you hear and you want to hear more, let me know and I'll send you some. But remember, PayPal.me/RTR Truth Media, or you can call in or to RBN and do it that way. They'll be there to help you for that too, folks. God bless all of you on this Sunday, and I do feel better. I think I might be back, Chris. Anyway,
yes,
enjoy back. This. Procol Harum as originally recorded this. Go ahead, roll it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.